Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Deni. The Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy, CORRP, has reaffirmed its earlier resolution to abstain from all government meetings, events and functions until the state government responds positively to its demands. In a press release issued by the committee, it reiterated that the resolution adopted on August 9th during a joint meeting of the five apex tribal bodies remains firmly in effect. The resolution mandates non-participation in all official engagements until further notice. The committee has directed all five apex tribal bodies, along with their respective frontal organizations and constituent units, to strictly adhere to and enforce the resolution within their respective jurisdictions. We have a report from our correspondent.
As part of the standing resolution, the five apex tribal bodies will not participate in the coordination meeting convened today by the Department of Tourism. The boycott extends to all similar meetings, events and functions organized by the state government. Whether at the state or district level, the committee emphasized that the non-participation will continue until the state government addresses the demands submitted in a representation to the Chief Secretary of Nagaland on August 9. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The CORRP has appealed to all concerned for understanding and cooperation in upholding this collective decision. The Naga Students' Federation, NSF, is holding a sit-in protest today in response to a call issued by the Northeast Students' Organization demanding the eviction of illegal immigrants from the Northeast. The protest will take place at the NSF office, Naga Solidarity Park, Kohima, from 11 a.m. onwards. The Naga Mothers Association, NMA, strongly condemned the bail granted to the prime accused in the alleged rape and murder of a young mother at Pimla village under Chumukedima district. In a joint statement issued on Saturday, the NMA, expressing strong solidarity with the Zelyangrong Mepui organization, appealed to the state government to intervene and ensure justice is delivered. A report.
Association recalled that it had earlier met with the then Commissioner of Police, Dimapur, urging a swift investigation and prompt legal action. The NMA has now called upon the new Commissioner to take cognizance of the petition filed by the former Commissioner and to ensure that the prime accused remains in custody until the trial concludes. Calling for unity among all Naga women, the NMA asserted that justice must be served in the heinous Pimla murder case of their beloved sister and mother. Meanwhile, Zelyangrong organizations have announced the second phase of agitation set to begin tomorrow in Peden district, citing nearly 5 months of alleged government inaction. It may be mentioned that the murder case dates back to April 7, when a woman was found dead between Mahaikam and Pimla villages in Peden district. Five individuals, including the husband, are currently in police custody in connection with the case. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has announced Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan as NDA candidate for the post of Vice President. The decision was taken during the meeting of BJP Parliamentary Board yesterday at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP National President and Health Minister J.P. Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, along with other Parliamentary Board, attended the meeting. The Vice Presidential election will be held on 9th of next month. The election has been necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the decision of NDA to nominate Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan as its candidate for Vice President. Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw also congratulated Mr. Radhakrishnan on being nominated as NDA's Vice Presidential candidate. In local sports, the 14th Kohima District Table Tennis Championship cum Veterans Open concluded at the Indoor Table Tennis Stadium, Kohima, with 82 players, 65 men and 17 women competing across various categories. The top three players from each category will go on to represent Kohima District at the upcoming Inter-District Table Tennis Championship. In the individual events, Seyavi Liaseye secured his sixth men's singles title, while Tejavi Nyorio claimed the women's singles crown for the eighth time. Meanwhile, the first Borgline Open Snooker Tournament 2025, also held in Kohima, saw participation from 58 players across the state. Rukusato Khuso emerged as the tournament champion. And the Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted a continued spell of isolated heavy rainfall over several northeastern states, including Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Arunachal Pradesh over the next 7 days. According to the IMD, Nagaland is expected to experience very heavy rainfall from August 20th to 23rd. In addition, light to moderate rainfall is likely at many places across the region, accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning during the next 3 days. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.